William Morrow and Harper Audio present Queens of Wonderland, a novel by Gamma Ray Martinez, performed by Simon Vance. In memory of Eric Flint, I miss you, you old curmudgeon. 1.
What about storks?
Vanessa rolled her eyes at the question and wiped away the cobweb that brushed her face. The crypt's musty air made her cough. Her breath disturbed the thick carpet of dust on the stone ground. Aside from that, she hardly made a sound as she moved. Unlike the man behind her, who still wasn't accustomed to things like walking through a forgotten crypt under the Tower of London.
What?
She asked.
Storks, Will said.
The light of his lantern shifted as he spoke.
Do they really bring babies?
She turned and gaped.
You don't know where babies come from?
Will's face reddened.
I know where babies come from, but I found out a lot of things I thought were true actually weren't once I joined the Knights.
She allowed herself a half smirk.
It's not that they're not true. It's just that the truth is more complicated than you thought.
Will rolled his eyes.
Right. So what is the truth about storks?
Vanessa suppressed a chuckle. Most people, when introduced to the supernatural world, didn't accept the more unusual parts as easily as Will. Of course, most people's introduction didn't involve being a prisoner in Neverland for 6 years before helping to save Peter Pan from his brother-in-law's evil twin. That sort of thing tended to open one's mind, and Will had progressed far in the year he'd been a member of the Knights.
Well, that's actually more or less the same as it was in the old days. It didn't die away like some of the other myths. Storks draw their power from the belief of children, and that hasn't really changed. They usher souls into this world.
Someone grunted up ahead, and Vanessa turned and ran forward, not looking back to see if Will followed. She came to a stone door that had been forced open. Recently, if the dust it had moved across the ground was any indication. The ghostly glow coming from within was even more indicative. She rushed inside, hoping they would finally find Michael and be able to get out of this crypt. She came in just as the armoured ghost stabbed its sword into Michael's shoulder, and the knight dropped his own blade, grimacing in the pale blue light cast by the spirit. Ghostly weapons didn't cause physical wounds, but a ghost blade did rob all feeling from the limb it pierced. Michael wouldn't be able to use that arm for a few hours at least. He fell backward to avoid another strike. When he tried to roll to his feet, the ghost screamed. This spirit was no banshee, but those buried this deep in the crypt had died more than 1,000 years ago, and that conferred a power of its own. The force of its cry slammed Michael into the ground. Vanessa drew her bow, taking only a second to aim. She fired. The arrow passed right through the spirit. It staggered back a few steps before advancing again.
Damn it!
Vanessa drew another arrow. Her arrowheads were made of gravestone which could be used to ward off ghosts. But those older than 100 years or so could often resist it. Against a spirit a millennium old, it would be little more than a bee sting. Michael scooped up his sword in his left hand, then turned to her and scowled.
Vanessa! What are you doing here?
The ghost was on him again before she could respond, so she loosed another arrow at it, distracting it for a second. Michael rushed forward. He wasn't as skilled with his left hand, but it was enough. The sword sliced into the ghost's belly, spilling out motes of blue light. The ghost screamed again, and the power in the cry drove Vanessa to the ground. The arrow she had been about to knock went skittering across the floor and came to rest next to the sarcophagus that the ghost had probably come from. The spirit lashed at Michael again, but he caught the attack on his own blade. For a moment it looked shocked that any mere mortal weapon would stop its blade. Will rushed forward, having put the lantern down. His knife, like Vanessa's arrowheads, had been carved from a grave marker. The ghost flipped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?